Joshua chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jabin king of Hazor had heard these things, that he sent to Jobab king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Akshif, and to the kings who were on the north of the mountains, and of the plains south of Chinneroth, sea of Galilee, and in the valley, and in the borders of Dor on the west, and to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and to the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the mountains, and to the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts, armies, with them, many people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and very many chariots. And when all these kings had met together, they came and camped together at the waters of Merom, to fight against Israel. And the Lord Jehovah said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid because of them. Because tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up all killed before Israel, you shall hamstring their horses, and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua came, and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom suddenly. And they fell upon them. And the Lord Jehovah delivered them into the hand of Israel, who struck them, and chased them to great Zidon, and to Misrephothmaim, and to the valley of Mizpah eastward. And they struck them, until they left them no one remaining. And Joshua did to them as the Lord Jehovah commanded him, he hamstrung their horses, and burnt their chariots with fire. And Joshua at that time turned back, and took Hazor, and struck its king with the sword, because Hazor was at one time the head of all those kingdoms. And they struck all the souls who were in it with the edge of the sword, completely destroying them. There was not any left to breathe. And he burnt Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings, and all their kings, Joshua took, and struck them with the edge of the sword, and he completely destroyed them, as Moses the servant of the Lord Jehovah commanded. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them, except Hazor only, which Joshua burned. And all the spoil of these cities, and the cattle, the children of Israel took for a prey to themselves. But every man they struck with the edge of the sword, until they had destroyed them, neither did they leave any to breathe. As the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hills, and all the south country, and all the land of Goshen, and the valley, and the plain, and the mountain of Israel, and its valley. Even from the Mount Halak, that goes up to Seir, even to Baalgad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon. And all their kings he took, and struck them, and killed them. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, except the Hivites, those who lived in Gibeon. All others they took in battle. Because it was of the Lord Jehovah to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them completely, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And at that time Joshua came, and cut off the Anakim's giants from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them completely with their cities. There was no one of the Anakim's giants left in the land of the children of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod, there remained. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land rested from war.